Kirti Bora has been bedridden since the police shot him in the leg last month. They say he's a drug peddler and attacked them first, but Bora says he was just in the wrong place at the wrong time.
I was coming from the pharmacy when I saw some people beating up a man. It's all because of that. They first abused me and then shot me. I'm totally innocent.
After taking office last May, the Chief Minister of Assam in India's northeast has adopted a zero-tolerance policy against crime and burned piles of drugs to promote the campaign. Now his government is facing allegations of human rights violations after 28 people were killed and more than 70 injured in a series of shootings involving police. Authorities say officers have acted lawfully.
When a criminal tries to flee or escape from the police custody by taking away the service revolver, then definitely police have to defend themselves, and there may be some incidents of counter encounters only because of that, of self-defense. And all these things they are doing within the boundary of law.
But members of Joinal Abedin's family says he was unarmed when the police entered their home. The police say he was a gangster. The family says he was framed.
They asked him what he did. He told them he was a daily wage earner, didn't do any business. Then they put handcuffs, kicked him and dragged him to the courtyard. They took him and I kept asking, "Where are you taking him?" Then we heard two rounds of gunshots.
Lawyer and rights activist Arif Jodhar has petitioned the courts to order an investigation into killings like these and asked for compensation for the families of those found to have been wrongly killed.
It's not random, there is a pattern. We have seen, according to my data, that most of the victims are from the marginalized society. And by marginalized society, I mean from the indigenous tribals people, from the minority Muslims, and from the poor people.
In Assam's High Court, the state government has denied any wrongdoing. Following public outrage over the shooting of Kirti Bora, one officer has been suspended. He hopes he and others will get justice, but says some wounds may never heal. Pavni Mittal, Al Jazeera, New Delhi.